wages and I'm in labor.
We are downstairs.
I'd like to address myself to all of the citizens of this fine country of ours. America, we need defense. We need it bad. Remember, a strong defense makes sense. And right now, our defense is in an awful state. Why? Because not enough of you people care enough to support it. Why, I'll bet there are a good many of you out there right now who have not given us control of your savings accounts yet. Or arrange to have your paychecks mailed directly to us to save time. We need your money. We need more than UNICEF or Public Television or Amnesty International or any of those other faggots. We give you something they don't. We give you security. Protection against aggression. We have more nuclear warheads, B-52s, and submarines than we can count. And they're all there to protect you. When those Russians come marching over the hills, we're going to have enough ammunition to blow them to the moon. But that's not enough. We want to send them to Mars, and we want to have enough left over for the Chinese. And don't forget those Iranians. Now, there are a lot of communists and homosexuals out there who say they don't like the Defense Department. They say they don't trust us. Well, let me tell you something. This is a free country, and the only way it's going to stay free is if we lock people like that up so they can't do any harm. It's people like that who say that it was wrong to go into Vietnam. Poppycock. A lot of good things came out of that. The Boys in Company C, Coming Home, and The Deer Hunter. Three of the most popular movies of the 1970s, all about Vietnam. And if these subversives had had their way, you wouldn't have been able to enjoy them. That's the way those pinkos operate. First they take away your entertainment, then they'll take away McDonald's. We know that good, wholesome Americans don't want that. So if you send us a little extra money, we'll try to put some of those commies on a rocket ship and send them to Neptune or something. See how they like that. In the meantime, keep on sending us money for our day-to-day operations. If everybody would just cut back and have one meal a day, they'd be able to save up more money to send us. Now, if we get enough by the end of the year, we'll be able to show the Deer Hunter on every plane we send to El Salvador. Just our way of saying, thanks.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
This is the Vice President.
That's the Vice President. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, guy.
Oh. We have a very enthusiastic crowd here, as you can hear.
Well, listen, I just called in to thank you and everybody for this hard work up there, and I hope we have something to celebrate. Have you got any yet? It's early, isn't it? Get any returns on how our tickets and all of that?
Well, we don't have any returns yet, but I think that it's safe to say that you're going to sweep the state and almost unanimous.
In the hotly contested fight, worked hard, and I'll tell you what, I think a great the fall, I great running whoever did that state, we've begun to try to get this focus with Democrat.
We're having some technical difficulties here, as they say. We're not able to read you very well.
Well, I'm not saying a hell of a lot either.
Could you share with us, if you will, we have quite a few members of the press here. Could you share with us your feeling as to the future in the general election?
Well, what I was affecting to say is that as I look at what's happening on the Democratic side, it's me that we have not really
Well, we thank you very much for your call. We all love you. We look forward to working alongside of you. You preach loyalty, Mr. Vice President. You practice loyalty, and you're about to see loyalty come back to your favor. Wow.
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
Is in our head. The lunatic is in our head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane.
Building is designed to withstand the impact of a Boeing 727 at landing speeds without causing any disruption of any safety-related equipment.
Good evening. You've reached our voice-activated switchboard. Please speak in a loud, clear tone of voice. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6164.
No.
If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
No.
Your telephone number is incorrect. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6134. If this is correct, say yes.
Yes.
If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your telephone number is correct.
Yes.
Please tell me your social security number.
What?
Your social security number is what? If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
So yes. Oh, God.
Your social security number is correct. Please describe the nature of your problem.
Wrong number.
The nature of your problem is wrong number. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your problem is correct. Please describe what you would like us to do.
You can give me credit.
You would like credit from us. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Please describe the amount of credit you would like.
Whatever the call cost.
I'm sorry, I must have a number in your answer.
Oh, Jesus.
If you would like us to calculate the credit, please say yes at this point.
Yes.
Please tell me what number you were trying to call.
201-6132.
The number is 201. 6-1-3-2. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes. Yes.
Please hold while I calculate the credit.
I can't believe they waste this much time to do this.
The amount of credit required is $17.63. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
So yes.
We will mail you a check for the amount of money. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and for being so patient.
Oh, God, help me.
Please call again.
Do I hang up now?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Teacher.
Hmm.
Smokey?
I was learning about the said things, still in a teacher. I tried some studies, still in a teacher. Before I walk my book, you see teacher, I get a piece of paper, you know. And I build one skip and take a whip. I build one skip and take a whip. I roll a little skip and take a whip.
Smokey?
I roll a little skip and take a whip.
What?
Take a whip off of the sense in me. Go! A whip off of the sense in me. Go!
Mila?
Yes, teacher?
Ten.
Well, teacher, over the holidays, teacher, I have been studying about music, teacher.
Yes.
So, teacher, give me some rhythm, let me dance. A long, long time, and it feels so nice. Rhythm, teacher.
Oh?
Rhythm with music, teacher.
Oh?
Teacher, I get to understand, you know, that the same thing here what Smokey them talking about, teacher.
Yes.
Go well with music, teacher. Teacher, that makes sense.
And teacher, you see this scene us make you feel.
Oh, so high. I'm feeling high.
You don't believe me, teacher? Sit here, teacher, take one little drop. Roll a little slip and take a whiff.
Bow.
Roll a little slip and take a whiff.
What is this class coming to?
Teacher.
Yes.
I tell you, teacher, you have to believe. Because, teacher, hey, bread and man, hey, what I say, I give out some of your sense.
Mila. What are you talking about?
It makes sense, teacher. Really makes sense.
And that is Reader Marley with One Draw. Yes, only one. And that comes to us here at 5:27 in the morning on listener-supported WBAI. We also heard from Brain Damage Incorporated. We heard, starting with the Defense Department, Bush in 88, and Your Problem is Correct. And up on top, Big Audio Dynamite, some selections from their new LP, including Union Jack and Rewind. And time for us to rewind a bit and get ready for the morning hours. If your morning is going to get you across the Triborough Bridge, well, you're out of luck, I'm afraid, because the Triborough Bridge is closed. Yeah, some silly people spilled gasoline all over the East River last night, and nobody can get through, so you're going to have to either take public transportation or find another way. Yes, well, we mull over the consequences of this latest ecological disaster. Nothing like a bit of cheery news to wake up to, but that's just the way it is, isn't it? It's 5:29 now. I'm Emmanuel Goldstein, filling in for Don Sheridan, who will be back in 2 weeks. And coming up later on today, Undercurrents will be on at 8 o'clock, following the Morning Magazine, which begins at 6. And a special program today at 1:30 p.m., The Reagan Legacy in the Caribbean and Latin America. Just some of the programs we bring you here on listener-supported WBAI. And that's not hollow talk, because we need our listeners to support us
And if you are a listener, and obviously you are if you're listening, give us a call and become part of WBAI by showing your support. 212-279-3400. Every person matters. That's kind of the theme here. Every mind is meaningful. But we need to know that you're out there. We need your support. And that keeps us on the air, and that keeps the commercials off the air. So do give us a call, 212-279-3400, and show your support for listener-supported WBAI. Well, winding down my trip in various parts of Europe, I had some articles to look at, quite a few articles, including the Battle of All Saints Road and all that, but possibly the most educational thing that came out of my journeys for the last 6 weeks throughout the various cities and countries. I happened to be in London on the 50th anniversary of World War II, and believe me, that's meaningful. That means something over there that it just doesn't mean over here, and that's our loss, because there's a lot we don't understand about what war is. War in your own backyard. And even the people, the young generation, understand this a lot better than I think we do. I was fortunate to be there to see all the TV programs, to read all the accounts in the newspapers, and I just hope some of it rubs off on us. They're very determined to avoid any kind of a situation like that in the future. And they're very wary of where America is leading them. One person in Hamburg said, take a good look around you before your country destroys it. I mean, you can only fly your airplanes over people so many times before they start to ask why, and what's it going to lead to, and where is it going to end up. So, some thoughts to ponder for me, certainly. And, I did see a very rather frightening thing, and I don't want to give out the city, because that might get the person who did this in trouble. But in one of the places I was visiting, one of the places that has a subway system, a friend of mine, well, an acquaintance of mine, happens to acquire keys very easily to certain things, and one of the keys he managed to acquire was the master key to the subway system. It could open every door in the subway and get all kinds of incredible places. But there was one station in particular that he was able to open the door to, and there were these stairs going down. And he took me along one night, and we went down these stairs, down through another set of doors, and then we turned on a light switch. And what do you think we saw there? An entire huge room filled with generators, and another room filled with cots, and another room filled with canned food. It's a nuclear fallout shelter underneath the metro, and it's kept very, very up to date. And what's really incredible about it is the ease with which a lot of people are able to get in there and explore, apparently without the knowledge of the people in charge of the whole thing. And I guess most people in the city don't know that this thing even exists, but it does. And it looks like they're very prepared for a nuclear confrontation or any kind of a confrontation. There is a device that my friend could have utilized, actually, simply by turning a switch that closes off the entire subway system, or at least the tracks going into that particular station. A huge wall comes crashing down onto the tracks and seals off the fallout shelter completely. It's incredible, the amount of thought that has gone into this. And when you go back up and look down the tracks, you can see where the wall is and where it would come crashing down right onto the tracks. And and seal off the outside world from this house of salvation, I guess you would call it. It's frightening. People in Europe live with the prospect of war, and they live with the memory of war. And sometimes I feel like we are just blithely going down our path, whistling, not knowing what we're getting ourselves into. We would do well to communicate more with both our neighbors in the West and our neighbors in the East, because we're all neighbors in the world right now. Well, enough of that. It's 25 minutes to 6 o'clock. Again, our telephone number is 212-279-3400, and we do need your support. This is the middle of our fall marathon, and we are at, I believe, $67,920. And we'd like to bring that up certainly towards $70,000 by the time the sun comes up, if it's not up already. I don't quite know. There's no window here. But the number 212-279-3400, we have volunteers, and I think that says something for the spirit of the people that are affiliated with this radio station, for our listeners, for there to actually be somebody here at 5:35 in the morning waiting to answer your call and take a pledge. It's a show of unity, and that's what's so important these days is unity, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but there's also a lot of good things, and there's a lot of good people in this world. I met quite a few of them.
Of the midnight sun, and I sometimes wonder if they was these awful things I've done. And as I sit and the parson talks, expounding on the law, I often think of poor old Bill and how hard he was to saw.
And appeared to be carrying the radiation back toward the Soviet Union.
Don't ask me to apologize. I won't ask you to forgive me. If I'm gonna go down, you're gonna come with me. So what don't you be a man about it? Like the
here today to talk to Archibald McFranklin. Arch is going to tell us
about... Excuse me. I would rather prefer you not call me Arch.
Oh?
I can't tell you how much I despise that name.
Oh, I see.
All my life I've had to put up with that. You understand, it's not like I'm trying to be pompous or anything.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Good.
I suppose Archie is right out, too.
Please, just call me Mr. McFranklin with a capital F. Heck, you can even call me Mac, or Frank, or anything, really.
All right, well, we're here today with Mr. McFranklin, who's going to tell us about an organization that he started up over the summer.
Actually, I think Mac would be the best. Mr. McFranklin, with a capital F. It sounds too damn formal.
Mr. McFranklin, Mac, that is.
Thank you, Mac.
Has been working on a brand new movement in this country.
Well, let me just set you straight on something here. You can't work on a movement. A movement has to occur.
Uh-huh.
It's not something that can be planned. It has to be the spontaneous expression of a large mass of people.
Oh. Well, Mac, why don't you just tell the folks at home what you have going?
No, I think I'll do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major problem facing everybody who speaks the English language. Do you know what that problem is? We're running out of vowels.
Okay, could you perhaps explain that a little?
I plan to. Now, folks, a vowel is a precious thing. There aren't all that many of them to start with. There's A, E, I, O, and U.
And sometimes Y?
Well, yeah, on occasion, but not nearly as much as it used to be. Now, these vowels, they're like bridges, if you will, that connect land masses together. The land masses I'm referring to are, of course, consonants, and there are a whopping 21 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can see, the vowel is already an endangered species.
All right, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what leads you to believe that there is a more immediate problem?
Well, the vowel has lived in relative peace ever since it was first invented. It was only natural that if you had a couple of consonants, you'd link them together with a vowel, or sometimes two. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's put a B and a D together.
Okay?
Now, what do you have? Brrrt. There's really not all that much you can do with that, and it doesn't sound all that nice. Does it?
Brrrt.
Try it out.
Brrrt. Yeah, yes, you're right.
Right. Now here comes a vowel running to our rescue. It's an A, and that A implants itself right in the middle of that awful-sounding word, and what do we have? The word bad, which is an apt description of what we had before.
yeah.
Now, here comes another vowel. This one's an E. It does the same thing, and we have the word bed. Here comes an I. Now we have bid. An O makes bod, which I believe is the slang expression among young people. And U creates the word bud. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yes, it certainly is.
How often have you wanted to scream, "Oh, thank God for vowels"?
Not as often as I should, I must admit.
So the problem of appreciation is an ever-present one. But to answer your question about immediacy, a new problem has begun to manifest itself.
Oh.
Yeah, did you ever look at the listings in the telephone book?
Oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
It wasn't.
Yes, I have.
Well, then, you must notice that next to a person's name, there's generally an address.
That's true, there is, in literal tiny print.
Right, but that's not where the problem lies. The problem is that every word in the address has the vowels plucked right out of it.
You don't say.
Yeah. Now, let's say someone lived on 14 Saddlebrook Road in Rochester. Now, do you know how that would read in the phone book?
How?
Well, the 14 would be numeric, and they don't touch those. But the rest of it would read something like Saddlebrook Road, Rochester. I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly roll off my tongue.
No, it sounds rather harsh and unpleasant. Now, do you and your followers believe that the elimination of the vowel is intentional and perhaps part of a master plan of some sort?
Oh, yes, of course. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this is only the beginning of a long and dark age where the vowel will be cut back in ever-increasing numbers and eventually eliminated altogether. One day it'll be illegal to use vowels in any form unless, of course, we do something now.
But why, for heaven's sake, would anyone want to destroy vowels?
It does seem a bit strange. I'll have to grant you that. But if you look at what's been happening in the 20th century, you'll see there's a lot of emphasis lately on efficiency and quickness.
Mm-hmm.
Computers, robots, mechanical perfection. Slowly, the human element is being wiped out. Everything's got to be fast and accurate or it won't be tolerated.
Mm.
In other words, the days of imperfection are grinding to a halt.
But what does that have to do with vowels?
Well, you see, vowels take more time to say. It takes longer to say anti-disestablishmentarianism than it does to say anti-disestablishmentarianism. Therefore, the latter is considered more efficient, more time-saving, and hence, more desirable.
Well, that's downright frightening.
Yes, it is, and it's downright ignorant, too. Because without vowels, there's a lot you can't do. Let's say you want to scream. A scream is composed of the letter A repeated many times, or the letter E, depending on your personal preference. Ah! That will be a sound of the past, and I just wonder what they're thinking of replacing it with. The letter S? S. That won't make a good scream, nor would the letter B. B. You can't even keep that going longer than a second.
Yes, but...
Or let's just say you have something really good to eat. I'm used to saying, There are a lot of A's in there, and there's just no way you'll be able to communicate that expression without a vowel.
Hmm.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The what?
That's iceberg. You see how hard it's going to be?
It sounds almost like a foreign language.
Now, I'm very glad you picked up on that. Have you ever looked at the Russian alphabet?
Well, no, not lately, I don't think.
Well, there aren't many vowels in there. Rather an odd coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Are you implying that the Russians are behind the elimination of the English vowel?
Well, the purpose of this vowel movement of ours is not to cast blame or raise suspicions, although the Russians could certainly be considered prime suspects. Do you know they even have a backwards R, just like little kids draw? I think world literacy is their goal.
But that's not necessarily the view of the entire vowel movement, is it?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'll see my wife tonight and I'll ask her what she thinks.
You mean...
Well, you see, we're not exactly a massive movement just yet, but you wait and see. They'll write books about us someday. I just hope they'll have lots of vowels in them.
Archibald McFranklin, thank you for being with us today, and good luck saving the vowel.
Thanks. Goodbye.
What?
Only kidding.
Share your life.
His name is Prince Mohammed, and we heard June Lodge before that. Rumor has it they've never met, but they did a song together, Someone Loves You Honey, here on WBAI in New York. Thanks very much to the people who have called in with the pledge, but we still want you to call in. So just put aside what you're doing for the moment. Won't take long. Certainly won't take as long as trying to drive into Manhattan if you want to use the Triborough Bridge today. Nasty business there. Spilling gas all over the East River. Triborough Bridge is closed. Don't try using it. Unless you're in for a day of adventure. 279-3400, area code 212. Show your support for non-commercial radio for an alternative in New York City. Can't have an alternative in New York. There is no alternative. 212-279-3400. We have volunteers who have come in early. I mean, really early. They've foregone many things that they usually do at this time of day. And they're committed to be here throughout the whole morning. And they're waiting to take your phone calls. 212-279-3400. There is one call on the line. There is life out there in the Big Apple. It's heartening to see. 212-279-3400. We need your support to stay on the air, to keep going, and to keep bringing you innovative programming like some of the things that you will hear today. 1:30 today, the Reagan Legacy in the Caribbean and Latin America. Fire from the Mountain at 4:30. That's a dramatic reading based on the book by Omar Sabizes, I hope I pronounced that right, about Nicaragua. It's produced by Rosemary Reed. We bring you the news. We bring you Undercurrents. Undercurrents coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And all kinds of other things, all kinds of creative and educational programming. But we really need your help to continue doing this because it costs money. And you may notice that we don't have commercials. Most radio stations pay for their programming or lack thereof with commercials. And it's kind of ironic because the more money you make through commercials, the less programming you actually produce. You just want to keep making money and playing music and you know, that kind of thing. And it's a losing proposition for the listener. At least that's how we feel here at WBAI. We offer you so many different diverse programs, and all we ask is that you become a part of what we're doing here by showing your support. 279-3400, area code 212. We're ready for the morning program. And we want to hear from some more people out there. We do have one call on the line and room for many more. We have volunteers sitting in there just waiting for your call. 212-279-3400. I'm Emmanuel Goldstein, and it's been my pleasure being with you this morning. I've been filling in for Don Sheridan. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay tuned now for the morning show with Will K. Wilkins and Undercurrents coming up at 8 o'clock. That number, once again, please show your support, 212-279-3400. Great way to start the day. See you later.
It's 2.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Commercial-free WBAI. My name's Will K. Wilkins. Thursday morning.
Hi, this is Mick DeWan, host of Radio Free Erin, asking you to support WBAI during our fall marathon, which runs from September 8th to September 24th. WBAI is a place that allows for alternative points of view that just don't get aired anyplace else. We also need volunteers to come in and answer telephones, especially during early morning and late night shifts. Just call the volunteer coordinator during business hours and leave your name and number at 212-279-0707. And please, support WBAI. Your free speech radio station.
WBAI Pacifica Radio covers the real issues in New York City for all its people. Whether it's labor or housing, WBAI is there. This is Dennis Rivera, president of 1199 New York State Healthcare Workers Union, asking on behalf of them to support WBAI.